Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
We all know the image of the crying girl in the nightclub toilet. She can't find her friends, her phone is dead, and she's sobbing over some guy that broke her heart. But what also happens, or so I'm told, is that complete strangers often take that crying girl under their wing, look after her, let her use their phone, and give her a pep talk before going their separate ways, never to see each other again. It's the kind of short-lived friendship that photographer Sarah McLaren has tried to capture in a series of photographs called Toilet Tribes. And Sarah joins us on the line to talk us through what a toilet tribe is. Sarah, how's it going?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing very, very good. So a toilet tribe, I've never heard of this thing. What is it?
Toilet tribe, basically, it's my interpretation of a portrait of basically like the ultimate modern day community. It's essentially groups of girls in nightclub toilets that basically come together and make these fleeting friendships for like 5 minutes and then go their separate ways, never to see each other again.
So it's fleeting, completely fleeting. How did you go about the project? Where did the idea come from, and where did you, I guess, go to take the photos?
Well, but the idea basically came because I went to uni in London and there was like this huge stigma against strangers not wanting to speak to each other and all that kind of thing. And I just found that that really wasn't true. And I kind of wanted to capture something that shows that people do want to speak to each other and they do want to come together.
Do you think, is it alcohol influencing that though in some ways as well?
Bit, but you know, I think it is just like this kind of pride that girls have, like coming together. Mm-hmm. And in the toilets, it's like everyone's there because they're girls and boys aren't allowed in there, and that's like quite empowering. I think we just kind of really like it.
And did you encounter any problems like when you were taking the photos? Did you have to ask permission or?
In terms of permission, I didn't get it. I didn't ask. I just went into different nightclubs as if I was just gone there for a night out and just went into the toilet. Asked the girls permission. It's like when people came in, I'd like kind of spark up conversation and kind of become kind of part of their little community. The initial idea was just to kind of be a bit of a fly on the wall, but then when I started doing the project, it was the complete opposite and it just got fully involved.
You became part of the tribe.
I did, yeah.
So what sort of patterns emerged, I guess, as you went from toilet to toilet, as weird as that sounds? What kind of things did you see?
Well, the weirdest thing, really, was that everyone that came in was initially there not to go to the toilet. Everyone came in, it was like straight to the mirrors or straight up to strangers to be like, oh God, have you got any deodorant? Have you got this? My phone's died. So it really is kind of just like, it's like a social occasion, and then going to the toilet is like the last thing you do. So I think that was kind of like the weirdest thing that I noticed, that people weren't actually there to go to the toilet.
Yeah. And what sort of things are people saying to each other? Are conversations sparked up even when people aren't, I guess, having to console someone because they're upset or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think a lot of people expected that it'd be like quite a lot of shocking things happening in there, or people crying. And I saw very little of that, really. It was basically people went in, and you just kind of want to make friends. But like, even some of the girls I met, even though I was just some sober stranger, you know, sat in a sink with a camera, like I got loads of the girls' numbers, so like, or text us, like follow us on Instagram. Like, everyone just kind of wants to make friends, whether it's under the influence of alcohol or not. Everyone's just kind of there to have a good time rather than on the dance floor.
Is there lots of deep, meaningful, I guess, DMCs, deep, meaningful conversations? Do people reveal a lot in there that, wouldn't in normal situations to people they do not know?
Yeah, definitely. I was actually really quite taken back by how much people are willing to share. There was, there was nudity. There was...
What? Nudity? What way?
It's like people
oh yeah,
flashing.
This way. I've got one of the photos here. That's the way. There's the flashing. That's
there's people jumping over toilet doors just to like say hello. No, it gets a bit wild.
Crazy, because if that happened in a lad's toilet, people would probably get a punch in the face, I'd say.
I've heard in men's toilets, it's like you just don't make eye contact.
Go in, no eye contact. If you make any eye contact, it's like, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? Like, you wouldn't, yeah, you would never ask someone for deodorant, or you'd never ask someone for anything like that, which is crazy. We should be a bit more communal in communal toilets, I think. So what surprised you most? What were the things that you saw that you were most taken aback by?
Probably just how heightened everyone's emotions are. Like, people will come in with their friends and someone else will come in on their own and people would start chatting. And then before you know, there'd just be an argument over absolutely nothing. And I'd be like, okay, I'm the silver one. Am I, should I break this up? And kind of get in the middle. And then 2 seconds later, they'd be like, oh, babe, it's fine. It's fine. You should come out with us. Like, let's go and get some chicken. I was like, what? What's going on? And then they're like, oh, go off to McDonald's together. So people just got to, like, fall out as easily as they make friends, really. But it was quite shocking how much people opened up to me. I had people telling us, like, their life stories and having a bit of a cry, and then off to McDonald's. It was quite
right
strange.
Right out pretending that nothing's ever happened.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And what's the reaction been like to the article?
It has been really positive. Girls have related to it really well and been like, oh God, yeah, no, that does happen. Like, everyone's made a best friend of the night out. I think for men, it's been a bit of an eye-opener. Like you just said, though, like, what? Well, like, what? I didn't know.
Yeah, well,
you know,
I'm looking through the photos here. You got someone holding someone's hair back, getting sick. Cleaning a toilet seat there. Talking over the top of the cubicle. I mean, like I said, in the lad's toilet, if that happened, I'm pretty sure someone would get a punch in the face.
And yeah, then, probably.
Lots of it. But yeah, it just seems like the best crack. Like, I'm like, oh my God. Like, in terms of public toilets, is the party happening in the bathrooms? Is that, like, if you ever go to a really bad nightclub, is it like, oh yeah, let's go to the toilets, it'd be so much more fun in there?
No, the amount of times I've kind of been having a bit of a dance, I've got a bit bored and I'm like, you know what, I'll go to the toilet, there's probably something happening in there. It's quite fun.
That's where the drama going on.
It is, definitely.
That's absolutely amazing. So if people want to check out the photos, where would they go to see them?
They are on my website, which is sarahmclarens.com, and they're also featured on Vice, so Vice's website as well, they'll be on there.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. They're really, really cool. They do give an insight into what happens in a world which I've only ever been into once or twice. My friends have sometimes brought me in to the girls' bathroom, but I've been swiftly kicked out right away, right after. They're like, it's fine. He's girly. It's fine. But, well, no, totally. Thank you so much for coming on air with us and letting us know all about it. And
Thank you for having me.
The link on our website so people can check out the photos and check out the article itself.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah.